questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Dear sisters and brothers, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Q&A on Islamic belief, where we shed lights on your main questions. I'm Asma, your host for today's episode. It's the time of Muharram, so I hereby offer my condolences to all the lovers of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Here with me, I have a brother, Nur Muhammad, a scholar of religious studies. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming. Well, since it is Muharram and we have this time of sorrow that will sit in everyone's heart, all of us would feel such a deep pain as our leader and as our beloved one, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, has been taking in all those terribles and sorrows and pains. So we feel that mourning all the time. There's no doubt that crying while mourning for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam has got so much of blessings attached to it. And a drop of tear on mentioning the sorrows he went through can move a mountain of sins and turn it into dust. Now, apart from real weeping and crying, we have learned that even pretending to be mourning or crying is going to be rewarded, and we actually have been recommended to at least pretend mourning for the sorrows of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, which is called tabaki in Arabic. Now, here's a question. Isn't it a form of disrespect to just pretend?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, talking about the tabaki, I'm going to elaborate on this issue. But before that, let me add one point about the, you know, shedding tears for the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein and his companion. We have, as you mentioned, lots of narrations in this about this issue. And of course, the philosophy of that is very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to keep alive the message of Karbala through these tears. And he wanted to keep the message of fighting against the oppression and tyranny alive for and to keep it forever. And because of that, and through this crying for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it remained. Of course, this is one of the philosophies of that. And it would remain forever till the day of judgment, and the message of Hussein is alive. And of course, we cannot tolerate and stand any injustice and oppression worldwide. So we have a lot of narrations and about, you know, from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam about this issue. Let me share one of them. We have that Imam As-Sadiq told Abu Harun, "Anshidni fil Hussein." Imam As-Sadiq told him that improvise poetry about Hussein. And he said that, "Fa'anshadtuhu fabaka." I made the poetry about Imam al-Hussein, and he cried. And then he said that, "Man anshad fil Hussein shi'ran fa'abka wahidan falahul jannah." If you improvise poetry about Hussein and to make other people to cry and to shed tears for him, your paradise is for you. وَمَنْ أَنْشَدَ فِي الْحُسَيْنِ شَعْرًا فَبَكَى فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And if yourself cry for the martyrdom of Hussein, paradise is again for you. And he said, وَمَنْ أَنْشَدَ فِي الْحُسَيْنِ شَعْرًا فَتَبَاكَى. We are talking about the tabaki. If you make a poetry about Imam al-Hussein and to make yourself crying for him, paradise is for you. So, the meaning of tabaki is sometimes we do not feel crying. Okay? Yeah. So, we are not in mood of crying. But if you some kind of, let's say, to some extent, make yourself cry Okay? Mm-hmm. This is a meaning of tabak.
Or at least have a gesture of mourning.
Maybe we cannot say gesture or pretending. This is not a meaning of tabaki.
Mm-hmm.
Tabaki means that you, to some extent, to let's say, focus on the and to remember the story of Karbala and the events of Karbala and make yourself cry, even if you do not feel it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because in other narration that even to the amount of the wing of fly, if you cry,
yeah.
Okay, you are not in a feel, you are not in a mood of that. But if you try your best and to focus about the story of Karbala and to cry even in that minute amount, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the rewards of the mourners for Imam al-Hussein mm-hmm. alayhi salatu wassalam. This is a meaning of tabaki. So it has nothing to do with pretending or the gesture of that. Maybe some other scholars, they interpreted the tabaki in this way, but according to some other scholars who are expert in understanding the meaning of ahadith and the, you know, some other specific word with regard to the narration, they have interpreted this tabaki in this meaning that I describe for you.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
Well, you know what I mean? When you go to a ceremony in which it has been held for martyrs or a funeral, even if you don't feel like crying, you have to show that mourning upon the expressions of your face. So in that, I actually meant this. I actually meant it in this way, that when you are, the meaning of tabaki is that when you are not even feeling like you wish to cry or you're not in the mood to cry, you have to give that impression that you are mourning for that person.
Maybe the idea that you mentioned is very close to the exact meaning of that. Let me share the translation of that. Mm-hmm. What is the meaning of tabaki? حَمْلُ النَّفْسِ عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ وَالسَّعِي فِي تَحْسِيلِهِ. Try your best and to kind of impose yourself to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And to concentrate about the event of Karbala and try to cry for the mourning of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with, for example, the gesture of that or to falsely, pretend that you are crying for Imam al-Hussein. It should be, kind of a reality and your real mm-hmm. sentiment. You have to show it for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. And what matters here is to remember always the tragedy of Karbala. Try to have further study about that. And by even, remembering the story of Karbala and thinking about what happened to the mm-hmm. Imam al-Hussein and his companion, automatically and naturally, human being crying.
Yes, exactly.
This is, if you have the, imagine the concept of the, standing against oppression and to sacrificing whatever you have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for, safeguarding the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the meaning of sacrificing whatever you have in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe that nature of human being, whether you are, Muslim or non-Muslim, any religion or atheist, if they can imagine what happened in the, story of Karbala, they naturally weep for the martyrdom of the, you know, Doyen of Martyrs.
And by the way, his love has been buried in our hearts. So every time we come close to Muharram, or even in the other month of the year, when we remember his name, it's like something is burning inside our chest. And no matter we are in the mood for it or not, we feel that sorrow and that mourning in ourselves.
Exactly. What you mentioned is a narration from Noble Prophet Muhammad. إِنَّ فِي قَتْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ حَرَارَةٌ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Surely for the martyrdom of Hussein is a kind of, you know, passion in the heart of human being and in the heart of the faithful people. So it is a reality. And what I want to mention that, and I would like to ask my dear listeners to go and have further study about the event of Karbala. You know, this is not the story of Karbala and the event of Hussein is not limited to only Muslim.
Yeah.
It is, you know, relevance to human being. It is relevance to freedom.
Yes.
To, you know, justice seeking.
All those people who believe in freedom and who believe in justice, if they come across the story of Ashura, they would feel so attracted to it.
Yeah, it is a, you know, it is a reality. And it has been, you know, it is a reality that many people who maybe they do not have, you know, any
idea about Muslim people even.
Yeah, exactly. About Islam or about Muslim people. When they hear about the event of Karbala, they naturally cry because it is the event of Karbala is against oppression and injustice.
Yeah. And if you have noticed, ever since we were kids up until now that we are grown-ups, each year we do the same thing, yet it does not lose its taste. Still, it is burning us.
Exactly.
It would never cool down.
Absolutely. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the love and passion for Hussein in the heart of the believers and in the heart of the human being. And as I said, you know, if you have a look at the story of Karbala, you can find the, and you can feel the same passion over there. Let me share another narration. قُلْتُ لِأَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أَتَبَاكَ فِي الدُّعَاءِ He said that, وَلَيْسَ لِي بُكَاءِ Narrator asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, sometimes I do not feel crying, but I try to have some kind of weeping while I have some prayer and supplication toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that, قَالَ نَعَمْ وَلَوْ مِثْلَ رَأْسِ الذُّبَابِ He said that it is okay, even in a minute amount of weeping if you have. Okay.
Even if that drop comes, it did not come down on your cheeks, then it would be considered also.
Exactly. It would be considered to be weeping and crying while you are supplicating toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we see that not only we have been asked to do this tabaki, but also there has been a lot of narrations that those who even do this tabaki would be rewarded with the blessings as the people who have been mourning and weeping.
Exactly. This is a point that the, you know, that if you want to cry and to remember the event of Karbala, you have to have pure eyes. It is very important. Mm-hmm. For those people who are looking, you know, some indecent, you know, let's say pictures or videos, video clips, maybe sometimes they do not feel crying for
Imam
al-Hussein.
Yes, the curtains will fall down on their eyes and their hearts.
Exactly. And it is a reality. If you keep your eyes clean from any error and, you know, committing any evil look, then you can feel crying for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Because Imam Hussein is a symbol of purity.
Yes.
And you can attach to that symbol of purity while you are pure yourself.
Okay? Exactly. And so after all, it's all about practicing this self-control in yourself in order to remain pure, because the love for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is just like a tree in your heart. You have to water it. And the way you have to water it is just to stay and remain pure and keep your soul just the way as if you've been recently born.
Exactly. This is a point about crying for Imam al-Hussein. As I mentioned in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to safeguard the message of Karbala forever. And yeah. wanted to keep it everlasting.
Yes.
And it is a demand of human being nowadays. They're looking for justice. You know, it their duty to always remember the events of Karbala and to remember the tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein and to always, you know, strengthen.
Exactly.
To be resistant against the tyranny and oppression
yes.
all over the world.
Of course, we could still talk about that because the story of Ashura is such a long story that if you talk about it years and years, still there would be more of things to bring out of it. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن